Call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? Kelly, will you send the pledge?
A pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Krista, if you'll up. Okay, so we'll skip over the highway for now. It's Krista not here. So we'll go right to art and library.
Yeah, so I know I sound like a broken record, but I can't say enough for the town mowing our lawn. It just looks great and it's beautiful for the town.
I did talk with Chris too, and we were trying to let it dry up a little bit, but we got another big stretch of rain.
We got over an inch again.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get it out of there eventually.
Yeah.
I just don't want to cut up the lawn.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and the other news is I was hoping I was going to announce the grant that came through. There's absolutely no news. I called CDFLS today. Nobody knows anything. So if you look at a timeline, I'm not sure how much, even if they cut, we may not have time to do it this year. We'll just, you know, just construction-wise. So I'm still hoping we're going to get it, but we don't know if we're going to get it. Nobody knows if anybody got anything. So we're just waiting on that.
Okay.
And the numbers for this, I think Norma mentioned it a little bit last meeting, but are really good for our library. Last year from January to the end of June, we had like 530 something patrons come in to the library over the 6 months. This year, we've got over 1,100. So it's more than double. Last year was like a COVID year, but we're still doing well. We compare very well with other libraries our size. So that part is going, going very well. And I guess the last thing I would announce is what we mentioned last month. We are authorized to do Senior Planet courses at the Morris Library. Champlain Library also does it, Rouse's Point and Chazy. We're hoping to coordinate what they're doing, so we'll put it like on our website. So you don't have to be from Morris to do our thing here. And if you happen to like what's going on, and what they're doing at Senior Planet and Rouse's Point or Chazy, you can sign up there if there's room. So you can go to any of the other locations. And Senior Planet generally is 60 years old and older, but we're told that 50 somethings should not be turned back if there's room and so forth. So generally that's what we're dealing with. We did have our first lecture this summer. Tim Gagno and Stacy Brooks are doing the workshops and lectures over the summer. And they did one today on smartphones, and doing one Thursday on smartphone photography. And there's room, anybody, or if you know anybody that may be interested in that. And again, what makes it Senior Planet is that the courses are geared for elderly people. And the pace is not as fast as what you might get if you go with some teenagers and stuff. So, but it is geared for seniors. And we're doing that. The Thursday courses are going to be at 10 o'clock. And the Tuesday ones we're doing, I think there's one more at 12:30 the end of this month. I think we skip a week and then we do the last week of July. There's going to be 2 weeks in August and 2 weeks in September. But in general, the Tuesday courses are like 12:30 or 1 o'clock. Most of them are going to be at 1 o'clock. That way we can get people that go to the food shelf or work at the food shelf. They would be able to attend as well. And the Thursday ones are at 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Okay, I do have, if anybody wants, I got one extra here. You can check our website, all these things are on the website. Also, Facebook, Facebook. And yeah, if you so you have all those details there. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Art. Okay, dog control, I get a report from Stacy. Looks good. Okay. Beautification.
Not much news, all the signs are going to be redone, none of them have to be replaced.
Good.
At least this year, but Karina's got all the products and paints, and like Bruce and I are going to do them, I mean, everybody's going to do one throughout the summer.
Okay,
good. At least they'll give a little facelift.
Good, yes, thank you.
People are losing our flower pots left and right.
Yeah.
People are getting moving.
When I come across the road, the one there in the center was flipped over.
Yeah.
That wind and rain came earlier. Yeah. Need to put some rocks in the bottom of them.
Yeah.
But, no, they look beautiful though. They do. They spruce up the town. Okay, thanks, Crystal. Youth program, nobody here for the youth. Historian. Nothing on the assessor. We did get a report from the county saying that we're at a 100% valuation. So,
yeah.
I don't know if anybody cares or not, but we're at 100%. So, fire department. Fire report for the month of June, they had 10 calls, 9 in the town, 1 mutual aid, 1 house fire, 8 motor vehicle accidents, 1 vehicle fire, and 1 mutual aid to Altona. And it was submitted by Fire Chief Todd Kumoff. Anything else to add, Todd, or?
No, not a lot new this month. Labor Day is coming. Of course, I'm sure you've all got your tickets in the mail that we sent out. We do have more tickets if anybody would like more. The more we sell, the bigger the cash prizes will be. So spread the word. Nice
to take us. Yep. Okay. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks.
I did not get the EMS report. I do have the court report. For the month of June, they had a total of $5,232. Of that, $3,015 went to the state. $2,227 went to the town of Warners. Code enforcement, not here. Cemetery. Mickey.
Yes.
How's the gate looking?
The gate is going to be all paid for. We raised all $5,000.
Really?
$5,000.
No kidding. Wow. Good job.
Took a little bit, but
yeah.
We got it.
Oh, good job.
Pretty quickly too, actually.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
A month.
Yeah. No, that was great.
Yeah. I did a lot of sending in the mail and calling on the phone.
Did you?
Stopping by.
You're a go-getter, that's for sure.
Well, right. There was a goal.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And they'll be coming to put those stones back up. They're slotted to come this week, but of course it all depends on the weather.
Right.
I don't know what this rain just did.
Yep, exactly. Okay.
Your water should
not.
Okay. All right. Thanks again, Vicki. Old business. Under old business. I know last week we talked about seal coating the over on Park Lane and the North Forks. I did contact Ryan Sealing and Striping, and he gave us a quote. The quote for the Moore's Recreation part over here was $5,525. The one in Moore's Forks was $3,561. And I had him quote here also. So to do this parking lot, I don't know why it's cheaper than Park Lane, but $5,300, $5,303. And then they also do striping too, so I asked them to quote on, you know, putting all the stripes back on here so people know where to park and stuff. He said you could do it and it would seal it pretty good. You'd get a couple more years out of it. Because I don't know when the town is going to get time to you know, we need to do some planning. We need to cut this end down a little bit so the water runs off. So it's up to the board.
Yeah, you'll have to cut this end off. You have to lift that end up over there at the end of the station so the water runs.
Right.
The end of
yeah,
the
yeah, because when you get that big heavy rain, it all runs into the little door over there.
Yeah.
So we need to cut it down here on this end, the slope a little more. and do something with that drainage pipe, so. But I had him quote it, see what everybody thought, if it's a good idea to, and I know, like Kenny said there the other day, that everybody's parking all over the place. I mean, they're parking in the front here, they're parking, you know, they have no signage to tell them where to park, and we would put a couple of handicap parking spots over here on this end. That would be a go-through with arrows, you know, and so, I mean, if you want, I can try, if anybody got any idea who else. I know these guys do a good job. They've done Dragoons, they've done Wayne's, and Ryan said they've done his, so they do a good job. Just the husband and wife, they do it themselves. They don't want anybody else doing it because they know we do it right. So, but I can, if anybody knows anybody else that does it, I can ask them for a quote. We can kind of compare it.
Can I just ask what the square footage is on one of those? We just priced the job up the street and...
couldn't tell you.
I could probably tell you if it was close.
No, I couldn't tell you. He come in and measured it, and so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah.
Because that would be just a good check, and you wouldn't have a lot of all the chasing down.
Right, right. Yep. So. So, what's your pleasure, guys? Get some more quotes, or...
Would hurt at least looking to getting some quotes. Just the, you know, the comptroller likes to see that.
Yeah. Yep. You know. We can. Not like we. And I told him like here when we do, we would probably do it after Labor Day because we wash it all down Labor Day and get all the dirt and stuff out of it. He said it'd be great. It'd be excellent. You know, it'd seal a lot better. So we do have time. If you want, I can look at getting some more quotes. Just, I don't know if anybody else has it. Do you do it or?
No, we don't do it. I know Darren Pilon does it, DDP. And then there's some other people farther downstate, like Stevens, still coming. So that's why they priced the job for us up here. That's why it's 11,000 square feet with town more. So
okay, well,
I'm throwing square foot at it.
I do. But
the company that did the walking path for wears, I believe Josh has a truck.
Yeah, I think Josh does it. Landscape still in business?
I don't know if they are. Yeah, they are, but they I don't know if they seal. I know D&D paving, he just bought a truck to do sealing too, so. Just okay. A couple of them.
Okay, yeah, I'll give them a call and see if they want to bid it. And we'll see what we got next month. Okay. Alrighty. Under old business also, we're having an issue over at the park lane, over at the rec park over there. Kids seem to be, like to bust up the bathrooms and kind of made a mess in there. Well, Bruce can attest to that. Tyson went and cleaned it all up, but the toilet is broken. We need to replace the toilet. Maybe we need to replace both of them. Bruce had screwed the door shut so people wouldn't use it because the toilet broke, and they busted the door to get inside. So DS, Tyson called DS Specialties up here, and Steve's going to send a man over to order some new doors. He said he would either donate them or he'd give us a real good price on them. So that's where we're at on those. The only thing is, Lee and Dupree used to clean them once a week. Now we have nobody to clean them, so I'm looking, if anybody knows of anybody that would be interested, let me know. Just go and kind of pick up in there once a week and make sure, you know, the toilets aren't a mess. And if they're interested, let me know. Kind of pass the word around.
I know there was a suggestion about putting in porta potties.
Right.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, we have those facilities there.
Well, that's what I mean. If they're there and we keep them up. You know, we'll see how this goes, and I don't know, maybe we're going to have to buy a camera to put a camera out there and see who is the villain that's doing all this.
That'd be your best bet. Mm-hmm.
Then you can see who's walking the dogs that aren't picking up, too.
What's stopping from stealing the camera? We're busting that. We're busting that, too.
I wonder if there's a way to tie it into the system.
If you have a live feed, though, you can tie it in, and it doesn't matter if they steal it. They'll get caught stealing it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check into it and see. I mean, even a trail camera, you know, hide a trail camera in a pine tree back there or something.
The cameras nowadays are cheap enough, you can buy them where you link them right to your cell phone.
Satellite.
You know, so if something happens, you can contact authorities or whatever you need to at that point, you know?
Okay. All right, I'll look into that. I think we need to do something because those fake cameras we got over there is not deterring them anymore. They, apparently they figured out that they weren't, so, okay. Okay. The other thing I got under old business is Friends of the North Country have a client that's putting in a new septic, I'm assuming?
Yes.
New one? Okay, over on the Hemingford Road?
Correct.
Okay. And we need to, well, I'll let you explain it.
Okay. So this actually is a manufactured home replacement project.
Okay.
Friends is going to pay for that with other funding sources. And so we're just looking for funding to do this septic with your grant. Okay. We received two bids. One was in the amount of $7,250 and one was in the amount of $12,000. The lowest bidders who were asking for the money for $7,250 plus soft cost. That's Morrisonville septic that was the lowest bidder. The second bidder was PM Larry.
Okay.
The project number is
MO2004. Okay. So we need a motion to, I guess, any questions from the board members? Because we're in charge of dispersing the money as a board, so. I'll let Kelly read the
resolution.
At a regular meeting of the town board of the town of Moores, a municipality with offices at 2508 Route 11 Moores, New York, duly called, a quorum being present, and held at the town hall located in the town of Moores, County of Clinton, State of New York, on July 12, 2022, the following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full force and effect. A motion was made by and seconded by to authorize the capital expenditure of $7,250 plus administrative project delivery and other soft costs in accordance with the town of Moores Housing Rehabilitation Program for project MO2004.
Okay. Any questions on that? You got any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to
Don?
Accept the bid or however we have to.
Ryan, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Okay, and the other thing I've got under old business is sidewalks. After the last meeting, Don and I went around town here and we looked at from the school going down toward the old St. Joseph's Church, and what we thought, what we'd like to do is continue that sidewalk on, go right out to the Hemingford Road, go around the curve and right out to the Hemingford Road. And maybe someday we can do the Hemingford Road and make a nice loop there. And also, I'd like to finish on in Moores Forks. It comes down, starts up on the Blackman Corners, come down Route 11, and it stops at like Edie Supernaz. So I'd like to continue that one, at least onto the corner for now, and then check with the...
That's on Route 11, right?
Yeah, Route 11, with the County Highway Department, see if it would be all right if we put... Continue the sidewalk up the Davison Road and make a nice loop there. So that's kind of our plan. I measured it off from the school to the Hemingford Road is 3,065 feet. But most of the, there's just a little section by the school that's broken, we can repair that. But most of the sidewalk all the way to the church is really good. So we would really have to start about Kyle's, where the driveway is there and continue the sidewalk on up through. I wish Chris would have been here. So, and I guess our next thing is, are we going to bid this out, or is the highway going to do it, or?
I think what we could do is try to put some bids out for it, because the highways, they're busy. I mean, they've been busy paving. That takes a lot of their time.
Yep.
To ask them to do the forms for the sidewalks before that's going to take a lot of their highway time.
Okay.
Away from them.
Hey Jeff, what about, I thought when I was looking at the sidewalk on the 11 here.
Because they're gonna come in the next year or two and take all this road up. We put new sidewalks and they're gonna tear them all up.
No.
Cause their storm drains are all up.
Are you some, no, but I say, are you some of the sidewalk there that's bad, just bad to go up?
I don't know, I haven't walked it. I haven't walked up through here, no. I don't. But I think it'd be foolish for us to put money into a sidewalk here now with, I mean, they promised 22 and then now they're up to 24 before they do this road, but they're gonna have to do it pretty soon because all them manholes are all caving in. I mean, they're all rotting.
I've walked through sidewalks quite a few times and it's really not, I mean, you're not gonna kill yourself on them. It'll last.
I mean, if there are some bad spots, little sections, we can always, you know, touch them up. That's not a big deal, we can do that. As long as they're doing it. Yeah. Todd?
They're gonna start working out here, I believe, either the end of this week or next coming week. State DOT, they're gonna start trying to replace some of these pipes that are collapsed and some of the DIs that are completely washed out. And like I said, that's the biggest issue right now is those drainage boxes that they have in there. They've let them go so long that everything is all undermined. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're undermined under the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. So,
yep.
You know, it'd be wasting your money doing those sidewalks now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like I said, have them come through. Yep. When they do get around to it, yeah. To replace them. Because it's mm-hmm. like I said, it's so washed out underneath.
Right, right. Eventually, what I'd like to do is I'd like to make a sidewalk where you can walk around, you can walk right over to the rec park. You know, go down Depot Street and then cross the road there and then continue on the sidewalk to the rec park. That's down the road. So we want to put a bid out. I can measure that in Morse Forks and put a bid out for so many feet of sidewalk.
Yeah, you want to
see what we get. I mean, we don't have to accept
just them. Continuing the Route 11 section
mm-hmm.
for now.
Yeah.
And
continue on.
And do that one area out to the Hemingford Road.
Yeah.
How about a section from on this leg of our Route 11 sidewalk, just a short distance on Hemingford to tie in to get to the library on this end?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a short short section.
Because I mean, I think we've talked about it before, you can access it from the other way, you know, the sidewalks coming
right
up. But if you're coming down this way, you know, to access it with a sidewalk, you'd have to walk all the way down and all the way around.
Mm-hmm. I'll measure
that's
that. I'll measure that one too. And
short distance there.
Well, add it in, yep. Okay, I'll get the figures to Kelly and then she can put it in the paper and the bids. We'll open them next month's meeting or?
Anybody knows anybody that does that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, I will do that. We'll get it in.
That kind of ties in with.
What's that?
That kind of ties in with the health department.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go ahead and.
I met with a couple of people from the Clinton County Health Department today. They have grants available for creating healthy schools and communities and making things walkable and accessible. And so one of the things, they have $8,000 that we could work with towards increasing walkability. And so one of the things that they talked about was repairing some of the sidewalks that we have. We can't use the money to build new sidewalks, but if we could use it to repair some of them, that could free up money
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
So we met today, they took a look around, but they want to do a walking audit through the town within the next month and just see like what's important for people, you know, where people walk, that sort of thing. So they were looking at maybe the end of July, beginning of August to get a group of people together mm-hmm. and just kind of walk around and see what's important. Even making new trails. I know you had talked before about connecting down here
right.
to the rec park.
Right. Yep.
You know, there's different options. So what mm-hmm. they'll do, we did like an evaluation today and they'll give us an idea of different projects they have available that they think that would work for our town and then the board could decide which ones were the most important mm-hmm. with the funding that they have.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't usually do any hard, like concrete work and that kind of thing. But they said they would do patchwork?
Yep, they would repair sidewalks.
Because I didn't think they
would. But they can't build new ones.
They'd repair existing
Yep. And they talked about by the school doing like fun kid planned crosswalks where like they're painted in with like different like pictures and, you know, things that the kids could draw on.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would be good. Come up with a plan and then, yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just let us know when
Set up a date and then, yeah, we'll have to meet them. Hopefully, afternoon or something. Okay. All right. Anything else on our old business?
Got it.
New business?
I don't believe I got anything for new business. Covered it all.
Just to let the board know, I sat down with Champlain EMS, Corey Thompson and Roger Favreau and went over what they're looking for next year's budget. And we all got a copy. We'll let you guys look it over and we'll discuss it next month. And we'll go from there. They want to just kind of give us a heads up and let us know what their projections are. Okay. Have I got anything under new business? No? Okay. People? No, you can't talk.
I did want to thank the code enforcement officer and the court or whatever. They got one place for garbage pickup in the town already.
Good.
Where he was going to go to 45 days in jail. But you still got that 45 days should be up pretty soon, I would think. So you still got that place in the Garen Road.
Yeah, well, that's I've been after him, the one on 22, that house that burnt 4th of July a couple years ago.
Yeah.
There's a tree I see fell on it now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of raccoons and whatever in that house now, too. So. But the Garen Road, they went to court and they gave her 45 days.
I see she got a bunch of plastic garage-like things there.
Yeah, but the junk is still there.
Oh, yeah, I know that. She's putting plastic around it. So, but she moved a lot of it to the corner down here.
She was supposed to go to jail for 45 days after 45 days.
I don't know.
She's bringing her stuff down to Manette's.
Yeah. She's storing it all in Manette's. So.
Yeah, but the sign is for sale in Manette's. What happens then? Or is she going to put all this stuff on the corner?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
The guy has
leave it.
The guy in Ruby Ramon. He cleaned that place up real nice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
she's
I know.
She's there at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning unloading her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Why?
I've seen her there at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, Mike.
Yeah.
All hours. Keeps all hours. That thrift shop, boy, she's really...
Well, not much we can do about that. She's renting it, whatever she's doing. I mean,
yeah.
The owner of the building, they probably don't even know what she got in there. If they did, they would have... thrown her out a long time ago. Anything else?
I do have a question.
Okay.
Driving through Morseworks, the old post office and
yep.
the store,
mm-hmm.
is that just plainly abandoned? Is no one?
Yeah, I think it went up for back taxes, and then the state came in and took the pumps out. And so I thought it was going to go up for auction this year, but maybe it hadn't been long enough. A period, but it was going up for auction last year, but then they found out about the tanks had a leak in them, so they had to get the tanks out.
It's in bankruptcy.
That's about all I know on it.
So there's nothing anybody can do with it.
I don't believe so.
Clean it up or get rid of the weeds at least. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I'll have Larry check into it and see what's going on with it. If it is bankruptcy or if it's just going to go up for auction. I can't imagine anybody going to buy it, but you never know.
You never know.
Anything else? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Ryan, you going to second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody.